system and your mental activity of reading a book for a period of time, just a half an hour. Eventually, I think you'll find that will go into a full hour and more. It'll come to have such meaning to you. But that one commitment, consistently followed through on, will have so many other benefits that will flow from it. Otherwise, you'll fall into entropy, and that is the natural tendency of all things. So to be committed to continuous jump-starting your own mind and spirit and body on a consistent basis, to me, is like a first early commitment. Most everyone can do that. I'd say another important thing is to think about all those key relationships that need to have a deposit in them. I want to make sure that I get together with my daughter, Jenny. I want to make sure that I go to my son Joshua's soccer game. I want to make sure that I communicate with my married son, Sean. I want to make sure that I keep in touch. I want to make sure that I nurture those people that are nearest and dearest to me. Success at home precedes all other success. Then I would say a third thing to think about would be to decide to spend more time in quadrant two, to empower more other people, to decide what truly is important and to work on that and to say no to the other. That takes some courage, but someone has to do this preventative work or else we'll all spend our time treating the symptoms of the deeper problems. And I feel that all of us are called to provide that kind of leadership inside our lives, inside our family lives, inside our organizations, so that we can keep the tendencies of earlier generations from going into the next generation. We become change catalysts. Our private life should come out of our secret life, out of those commitments we make deep within our hearts.